Do you see the completeness of this prayer, both in terms of doctrine and behavior? Because once we've mentioned the gospel, the clothing of incorruption, and the baptism of regeneration, we've covered all the doctrines. When we spoke of a godly mind, a sound understanding, and the rest of what we said that indicated the way of life. Next, we ask them to bow their heads, seeing it as evidence that their prayers have been heard and that God has blessed them. Clearly, it's not a man who blesses. Instead, by using his hand and tongue, we bring to the king himself the heads of those present, followed by everyone's resounding Amen.